Friday frivolity. And for that, I will play off of a segment we did earlier in the week, a little bit. And it was the Biggest Loser Netflix documentary that we, I think all of us watched and talked about during Hot Dogs on Wednesday. We
do that. Fit for TV.
There it is. There it is. And that got me to thinking about the all of the old reality shows. And we talk about this on Saturdays on the Fun House, 12 to 2, right here on The Ticket, quite a bit. We talk about old reality shows.
Okay.
And we talk about weird sports that are off the beaten path. So I've combined those two things. And this came across my timeline yesterday, and I'll just start with what I saw yesterday. It was a relay race, and it was four little people.
Okay.
Racing a camel.
Racing a camel.
Racing a camel.
All right.
And I was like, okay, well, I gotta know more about this. So I did a little bit of research, and I found it was a show that aired on Fox here in these United States in 2003. Was the first season of it, Man versus Beast. It was hosted by, what's this guy's name? Steve Santagi. Sangatti, sorry. And it had Olympic athletes as special commentators, including Carl Lewis. And it didn't do great in its first season, believe it or not. But there was one competition that really did well, I guess, that the people loved. And it was little people versus an elephant, and they were trying to pull a plane or something. I didn't really totally understand what they were doing, to be honest with you. Yeah. This is the most insane.
Okay.
Because this is at the time where, like, reality shows were very fledgling, and they would just try any idea for a year, and if it didn't work, they'd be like, okay, we'll bring it back for a one-night special.
Okay.
And that's what they did here in Man vs. Beast 2, where they've brought back all of their correspondents, they've brought back the little people, and they've brought in some new animals to go up against the little people and normal, like, Olympic athletes,
okay,
as well. So let's listen to the intro to the show, and this is Man vs. Beast 2 from 2004.
American Humane monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed.
Tonight, it's survival of the fittest as the contest for the ages continues on Man vs. Beast 2. A world-class long jumper, an Olympic hopeful, a Samoan legend, and four little people. Versus a purebred black Labrador, a superhuman orangutan, an African chimpanzee, and a 1,500-pound, 7-foot-tall cat. It's the leap on the lake, as man and beast take a long jump off a short pier.
And this was on TV?
National television. Big Fox.
I had no clue. And if I would have known about this in 2003,
on top,
I would have been in front of my television.
Dude. So
how did I not know about this?
I don't know. It just didn't hit, I guess. It didn't go viral.
And what an intro that is.
We're doing our part right here. Let's listen to them intro our little competitors.
Then, it's the return of the little people. They're back, and they want revenge.
Oh, I want it bad. I want to do it for my dad and make him cry.
Last time, they lost by inches in a test of strength to an 8,000-pound elephant. Now, it's a test of speed. It is the epic revenge of the little people. Can four little men with enormous hearts of gold beat a 1,500-pound, 7-foot-tall Arabian camel in a 300-meter relay race?
Here goes Frankie!
So the camel was running the 300 meters himself.
Yeah, so here, I'll set it up. So they've got the four little competitors, and they're set up in normal relay, and then they've got what looks to be like one chain that is separating them and the camels. And the camel is freaking out, dude. Like, they're bringing it to the starting gate, and it is.
It wants nothing to do with it.
Freaking
out. He didn't sign a waiver. He didn't do anything.
They had to bring one of DJ's big golf carts, the big kind, to kind of be able to control him, because he's dragging the trainer all across the track, and he is not happy. But they were able to get everybody in the starting gates. Also, the little people saw the camel freaking out, and they were not super stoked about doing
this. You think?
Because there's, I'm telling you, it is one white chain that is separating them from
right.
this camel.
Right.
So let's listen to, we'll pick up kind of in the middle of the middle. Let's go to the third clip here. So the, where the race kind of ends. I don't want to, we don't need to do the whole race intro. We'll pick it up kind of like
on your mark. Race.
Oh, beginning.
Set.
Okay, perfect.
We have a clean start, and Team Man is off fast. Okay, as predicted, the Beast is making a slow, unsteady start out of the gate. And Daniel Artran has gotten Team Man onto the lead that they wanted. The question now is, will the Beast turn it on? Okay, the first handoff is clean, and the Beast is still on. No, wait, there he goes, and the Beast is now starting to go. The camel is moving. The question is, will he be too far back to catch up? T-Man is running there at a good, clean pace. But all of a sudden, look at the energy now. Now the camel is really kicking it into high gear and closing the gap. And there is the next baton pass. It is clean, but the camel is clearly catching up. He is now, in fact, passing Mike Murga and is in front of him by at least 4 or 5 yards.
Third one had a little pitch in his giddy-up.
But now he is moving quickly, and the next baton pass will be critical. Mike Murga handing it off to Frank Gibb. Oh, that is a bad pass. That's a bad pass. But Frank Gibb is just turning it off. Boy, is he moving. He's covering some ground and closing the gap. The camel is slowing down, and it's anybody's race. We're down to the finish line, and oh! It is a photo finish that's way too close to call. What a race. As an Olympic competition, the judges are going to be looking for whose chest crossed the finish line first. That will determine the winner.
So, I have heard it all.
So the thing is the camel has a snout advantage, and they decided to take that away from.
Of course, yeah. It's just about the torso, the chest, yeah, not the snout.
Just to be fair, obviously. Because by the snout, it definitely feels like the camel won this thing. But I believe in the end, we determined that the little men revenge.
They got their revenge.
Here comes Orb.
Oh no. So the deep dive that I did at like 11:45 last night after I kind of settled in, finished Cowboys Doc, to find that there's a, by the way, that full episode is available on YouTube. If you want to go back.
Okay, I have to watch the photo finish of the,
because one
of the race now.
One of the other ones is they're just like, it's an orangutan versus, I don't know what the other guy does exactly, but they're just hanging on to monkey bars and seeing who can swing for the longest time.
Okay.
There's a long jumping dog into the water for a long jumping Olympian into the water. And then the Tongan guy is going up against a chimpanzee that's climbing a tree, and they're trying to see who gets to the top first.
Like, who won what? Now I kind of want to know who won everything.
So I didn't watch all of it again at 11:45. But, hey, man, the Tongan guy was doing pretty good against the chimpanzee. Better than you'd think. There were no branches on the tree. You had to climb just a big cylinder.
Right, right. Man versus Beast.
Yes.
From 2003 on Fox.
2003, the first full season. No idea how many episodes. But Man versus Beast 2 from 2004. Watch these folks race a camel.
That's remarkable.